Welcome back to another episode of the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host. I'm so glad you're here. It is the time of year when the weather begins to change. And how do you respond to change? If we're talking about weather change, well, I don't always respond positively. If I'm being super honest, I love warm weather. I love the beach. Yeah. And so when it starts getting cold and I don't live in a year-round warm weather climate, not all of us do. And when the weather starts getting cold, well, I sometimes complain about it. I'm not really accepting of that kind of change. The weather is a great metaphor as we think about our responses to change in our businesses and our associations and in our industries and actually in society. So much of what happens is influenced by our response to change. Think about it. If we don't have the right attitude towards change, things slow down and take a lot of time to implement. So as we talk about this, I'm going to start getting dressed for a weather change as I talk about this on video, because I do think it's a great metaphor. Think about, let's use snow as an example. Oh my gosh, it's snowing, right? Some of us, not all of us. Some of us don't like snow. So how do we respond when that begins to happen? Oh my gosh, it's snowing. Can you believe it? Oh, I had plans to go out today and it's snowing so much. I don't know. The roads are going to be bad. Oh, why does it always have to snow when it's time for me to go out and do something? Why does it have to be like this? Why does it always have to snow? I hate living here. I hate living in where there's winter and snow and all these horrible things. And I wish it was nice and sunny out and not snowing. That's a non-accepting attitude towards change, right? An accepting attitude towards change would say, yep, it's snowing. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to change? No, you can't. You can't change the weather. And you know what? There's a lot of things that are happening in society right now that we want to change, but we don't have the power to change that either. But we try. We try so hard. So in associations, we've got, I was talking to someone who said, you know why we can't get young people involved in our association? Because it takes 15 years before you can serve on the board of directors. You have to be a member. It's in our bylaws. We certainly can't change our bylaws. It takes 15 years to become a leader. Well, let's think about that, shall we? Because today's world moves super fast. It's on demand. It's instant gratification. Change is happening all the time. It's happening faster and faster than ever. That is a change that we can change and should change. You got to think about how we're building our teams. It's not just snow. It's not something that's just going to melt and go away. We've got to have an accepting attitude towards that particular change. Or how about this one? During pandemic, everything went virtual. And we heard people say, oh man, our organization was forced onto Zoom. We had to go virtual. We had to have remote work. And what's happening right now? Well, a whole lot of conflict about what should be virtual, what should be remote, what should be hybrid. And some associations are just saying, forget it. We're just going to do everything online. We're going to go backwards and try to do everything the way we used to do them. Or some people would say, we're going to go back to normal. We do this a lot. We try to go backwards rather than forwards. We try to resist change rather than just accept change. As a result, our organizations are in constant turmoil. There's these tug of wars that happen. People pick sides. They rally campaigns. They try to get their points of view across, and everything is just chaotic. And it's not a healthy, happy environment at all. If we were more accepting of change, our organizations would actually benefit in some pretty big ways. Our organizations, I am certain, would see higher member engagement because there would be more positivity. And when there's more positivity, there's more of a responsiveness to what's happening in the market and what members need, rather than this resistance. And then when there's more responsiveness to what people need, they see a greater value. And then more people want to participate, and they're sharing this information with their contacts and their friends. And more people are joining. And so then the organization's more profitable and it's growing, and great things are happening. All because we're accepting change. We're not resisting it. We're not whining about it. We're not complaining about it. We're accepting it. We're understanding that nothing is the same anymore. What worked in the past isn't working anymore. Associations have to evolve. Evolution is part of staying relevant. It's a huge part of it. You know, there's actual research right now to prove that brain development for individuals under the age of 25 has changed. I mean, are we going to try to totally deny and resist those types of changes? Are we going to insist that that's not happening? Or are we going to accept that it's happening and seek to better understand and seek to relationship build and seek to inform ourselves and seek to build whatever it is that we need to build to be relevant, not only for here and now, but for generations to come? Associations tend to be really stuck in their ways. They're stuck trying to change the weather. But at some point, you got to say, I can't change the weather. So let us know. Let's get out there. Let's make something happen. Let's accept that change is here. It's here to stay. That change is the only constant, really, in life. And that we're actually better and more relevant and more capable of opportunities and growth when we do change. So my challenge to you, start accepting change. Don't resist it. Look for areas in your association where change continues to be a hurdle and where it's holding your organization back. And flip that around and say, what would happen if we stopped resisting and started accepting change? This is the Membership IQ, and now you're a little smarter about membership. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host. Thanks for tuning in.